We're visiting with Burlingame head girls basketball coach Jeff Slater on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, congratulations to a nice start for your basketball team, off to a 4-0 start with victories over Caraparavel, NEK, Waverly, and Linden. You have a couple games this week before you go on the Christmas break. First off, through the first four games, what is it that's encouraged you? What is it that stands out about your girls' play?
I think it starts on the defensive end for us. I really like how our girls are playing defense. Our defense creates a lot of offensive opportunities for us, and I just think we're playing the right way defensively. We're playing aggressive. We're making teams uncomfortable. And then I think we're sharing the ball really well. We're averaging 17 assists, or almost 18 assists a game, and 18 steals a game. So that just shows you right there we're sharing the ball really well. And then defensively, we're creating turnovers. So those two things I really think have stood out to me early on. It seems to allow the girls to play more free and have a lot of fun out there on the court.
It is kind of amazing how when the defensive intensity turns up, sometimes on the offensive end that intensity turns up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And our kids have done a really good job of creating turnovers and then getting out in transition and creating offense through our transition. Daylen Winters is off to a hot start. You know, she's shooting 17 of 38 from three-point land, which is 45%. And Caitlin Noonan, she's our post player, and she's leading our team in scoring, but she's right up there leading our team in assists too. She will get that rebound and lead the fast break and find Daylen in transition. And then I know the other night against Linden, Kenna Masters had 7 assists. I mean, those are just a few things that stand out to me. And then defensively, I think Gracie Simmons has been solid for us. She kind of gets the other team's best post player, and she's a constant rock there in the middle for us defensively. So, really happy with where we're at through the first four games.
We're visiting with Burlingame head girls basketball coach Jeff Slater on the Area Coach's Corner. And as mentioned, you do have a couple of games left before you go into the Christmas break. You have Southern Coffee County. You also have Meritazine Valley on the schedule. These next two games before the Christmas break, is there anything special you're hoping to see from your ball club or you feel like they need to work on before they go into the Christmas break?
Yeah, I mean, every time out we want to be able to get better and still kind of continue to create those turnovers, share the ball. I challenged the girls yesterday at practice. You know, really want to see us get a little bit tougher. I think right now we are tough. And by toughness, I want to, you know, we're tough enough to go get an offensive rebound, but we're not tough enough to, you know, maybe play through some contact. I like us to play through some contact and be able to handle the physicality of the basketball game. Most games, you know, we're the more physical team, but you know, just want to be prepared for when that time comes where a team matches our physicality that we can handle that. And then every time out, like I mentioned, you want to get better and improve in areas, and we're adding little wrinkles here and there each practice, whether it's for down the road or whether it's for the next game up. So clean things up. There's always things to clean up and also to build the team's confidence and individuals' confidence each night out. And I think those will be steps in the right direction for us.
Hell, you've been able to add a game to your schedule, and it's going to be a dandy one. You're going to be playing Little River. It won't be until after the Christmas break, but by that's going to be a nice test for your ball club.
Yeah, we had a 20th game, and I thought it was important to try to find an opponent that, win or lose, we could learn a lot about ourselves. You know, obviously our expectations are high. You know, our girls' expectations are high, and we want to be a very competitive team in the postseason this year. And I think any time you can get a game where it's going to be, a tough one and you can learn through the win or you can learn through the loss, I think that's a good sign. And even better, we were able to pick that game up, and Little River's going to travel over here to Burlingame. So that will be a fun little game that we added to the schedule. It kind of reminds me of like KU in the middle of the season plays Kentucky this year. It's a big non-conference game right in the middle of your conference schedule. For us, it'll be the end of our conference schedule right before the league tournament. But that will be a good one to test our kids and see where we're at midpoint in the season.
Coach Slater, congratulations on a great start to the season for your basketball team. Good luck against both Southern Coffee County and Meredithine Valley. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you after the first of the year.
I appreciate you having me, and have a good holiday.
That's Burlingame Head Girls Basketball Coach Jeff Slater on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bearcat Concrete Construction and by the Bank of Burlingame on Country 101.7 FM.